The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Women's Channel. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericawomen.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff and management.
You've come this far in life, but it doesn't feel as exciting as you hoped. So, what's around the bend? How do you make the changes that are right for you? Welcome to Create Your Inspired Life After 40 with Tracy Gibson and Diane Lloyd. As you start to view the shift in your life, we're here to share the journey and let you know that it's not about living a perfect life, but your inspired life. Now, here are your hosts, Tracy and Diane.
Welcome, everyone, to Create Your Inspired Life After 40. This is Diane Lloyd, and I'm here with my co-host, Tracy Gibson. Tracy, how are you?
I'm good. It's great to be here again.
I know, and I know we're both super excited about the show today. But I was reflecting on the show from last week and the conversation around vision, and I actually really appreciated the timing of it last week because I had a few client conversations last week, and it helped me appreciate the importance of having a vision for your life, and at the same time, just how challenging it is to imagine and articulate that vision. And I was curious if you had experienced that with your clients or yourself. And yeah,
I think one of the things that I really took away from talking with Allison last week was how hard actually working towards your vision can be, and that it's okay for it to shift and change as you are going there. And that was a good reminder for me personally to know that it's okay to go back and actually evaluate, is my vision still true? Is it still true? Mm-hmm. So even though I may have created it a few years ago, I've been working towards it, to really taking the time to actually go back and is this the trueness that I want to be working towards, or does it need some tweaking? Does it need just a bit of altering? And so that was a huge thing to hear that from Allison last week.
Yeah, that was really helpful. You're right.
Yeah. How have your clients responded to you talking a bit more about vision?
Well, I've just noticed that they're finding the questions a bit challenging. So I noticed that for sure. And then once we, ask some good questions to help people open up and think about it and start to say it out loud in a really safe coaching conversation, that then they start to feel quite excited about what's possible. So you can sort of see this whole process from resistance and fear to, oh, what's possible? And oh my gosh, really, can I create that? So it's really amazing to watch that happen in a single conversation. So, I really love that.
Yeah.
And so I know I also wanted to just remind our listeners that and tell people, because this is something you and I've created as a resource, a free resource that we want to make available to anybody who's curious about this, how to create your inspired life after 40. So Tracy and I have created a free video series called Three Simple Steps to Create Your Inspired Life After 40. And you can find that free resource at createyourinspiredlife.com. And we really hope you will visit and sign up and receive your three videos and really get you started and get you going on this journey, which we know can be, full of ups and downs, but really so freeing as well. So we wanted to share that today. Mm-hmm. So, and we are very excited to introduce our guest. And Karen McCoy is a very diverse woman, as I've come to know. And I've been reading Karen's book and am really just overwhelmed by her story and equally inspired by her story. And so Karen's mission is to teach women how to build physical, mental, and emotional health through strength training, clean eating, and spiritual awareness. And I have to say, I'm so grateful that Karen has come into my life at this time, and I'm benefiting from her wisdom and her experience as a trainer, a bodybuilder, sports nutritionist, and really an incredibly inspiring woman. So Karen, inspired life after 40?
Ladies.
So we have so much we want to ask you about and learn from you today. And so, and really want to explore this idea of fitness in our 40s, what's possible for us in our 40s, and what's that inner emotional, spiritual, mental journey that we need to take alongside that physical journey. So that's what really got Tracy and I quite excited about having a conversation today, Karen, because of your diverse perspective about that.
Well, thank you. And I think it's just, you know, years lived, really. It's I always say to people, when I started out in this journey, I was a real meat and potatoes gal, you know. It was all about the fitness aspect of it, and with a few challenges along the way, the universe had other ideas in mind for me, and so I was knocked on my butt for about 8 years, and then I came back with a 3D dimensional outlook on fitness and wellness and health, and that's where the body, mind, and spirit truly came in, and it's just changed. It's been a game changer for me, of course, and this is what I teach to my clients. So it's lovely. I inspire them. They inspire me, and it's really, really neat. And what I do notice is that in today's world of fitness, women over 40 aren't really being serviced in this way. And so that was why I created my programs and why I write and blog and do what I do to try to make a community for us women. Oh, I say over 40, but it could be over 30. I've got women from 18 to 75 years old, but truly the mature woman is not being addressed, and I know that all too well. So I think that's kind of why I'm here.
So what do you believe is unique for us in our 40s with respect to our fitness, Karen? What's different at this to pay attention to?
I think, first of all, today's woman over 40 is different than, say, our mothers over 40. Back then, we had a different focus. We were stay-at-home moms. You know, the voicing of saying, I want to have a better physique, I want to get stronger, and gosh, I might even want to look sexy was not what we wanted to hear from our mothers. And so we kind of hid that. And what I see today is women coming forward and saying, I deserve this, I want this. You know, it's my time now, and I do want to look better. I want to feel better. I want to regain some youth again. And so that vanity piece has been put aside and replaced with, I always say it's the biggest act of self-love you can do to take care of yourself with eating and training and a spiritual and emotional work as well. So women are giving themselves permission, first and foremost, to take this on at later on in life. And then, of course, the other thing is women coming to me at this age, say 30, 40, 50 years old, we all come with stuff. Let's face it, we've got physical limitations, we've got injuries, but we've also got decades of experience, and we need somebody to be able to lead us, somebody who walks the walk. And I think that the majority of programs and coaches aren't focusing on that woman and what she needs, because it's not just about the physical. So for women over 40, it's very exciting, because there's a whole breed of us that have come up through the ranks, and we're able to meet women where they're at, as I say, and be able to lead with them. Not, you know, well, like I say, we're all in this together. No woman is an island, right?
And to just launch a little bit from what you're saying, I was saying to Tracy that, you know, by working in your program, I actually see what's possible for me to achieve really the best fitness level I've ever had in my life through your program. And I've never felt like that before. I've always felt like I had to sort of make up for lost time or try to recapture something, but I've never had that, oh, it's possible for me to actually break through and do more. And so I think you're doing differently in your program to help women like me see that possibility for themselves.
Well, yeah, and I think it's about being flexible, and it's about being attentive. And like I always say, you know, I call us warrior women. So we have our own little clan here in all my programs. Warrior women are basically women who, yes, we fall off the horse, but we get back on again. And so life is about falling off and getting back on. If you fall off and you stay off, then I worry, right? Because then mm-hmm. it's a fall away. But life, it's like what I say in my book, it's the ebbs and flows of life, and we have to accept those. Because if we don't accept them, then we're setting ourselves up for failure. And the toughest person to train or to coach is the one that's all or nothing. And I know because I used to be one, but the person that has to go all out, or if they don't get it 100%, you know, cross every T and dot every I, then they don't do it. And I think at our age, we've kind of let go of that and said, sometimes enough is enough, and that's all we can do. And it's not about perfection. It's about always striving for doing your best, whatever that best is that week or that month or whatever it happens to be. So I think it's about giving women permission to say, come when you can, come play when you can, and if you have to go away for a while, that's okay, but you remember to come back, because it is about self-care and self-love. So it's about giving permission, I think. And, you know, when we go to the gym or we read the magazines, it's like, go, 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 you have to do this and you have to do that. And we've got the Biggest Loser approach to fitness, where the trainer's screaming in your ear and that kind of stuff. And I always say to people, I am like totally the opposite. I'll be there to support you like a good mother, but I always find for women to do the work, they have to be inspired and not as much motivated, if you know what I mean. So my whole goal with everything I do is to help women find that inner girl, as I call it, that fire that says, I want to go to the gym. I need to tend to my eating. I need to take time out for self. But I want it to come from them, not necessarily from me, because at the end of the day, we are our own best guides, and we have to step into our own power. And as women, we're often taken out of our power throughout our lives, just the way society is set up. And we also give away our power willingly, because sometimes we think that's what we're supposed to do, put everybody else first. And so this is about bringing the power back into self. And that's why I love weight so much over other forms of exercise, because there is something powerful about exerting yourself over those poundages in the gym, and you feel powerful and you feel strong. And when you feel physically strong, that translates over into strength in other areas as well. And I've never had anybody say they regret a workout yet. You know, they'll regret it if they don't go. But it really is about regaining and stepping back into your power and becoming inspired from within. And then I know my job's done well.
Wow.
Yeah,
that's huge. That is huge. And I think that's exactly what I'm feeling right now, is inspired to go. It doesn't feel like a have to do thing, which I have felt about other programs in the past. This feels like, okay, what's next? What am I going to do tomorrow? It's a very different feeling. So, yeah. So tell us about, just so that our listeners can understand, what are some of the basic principles that you believe in around fitness in particular?
Oh my gosh. Basic principles, consistency, the most important. Honestly, people say to me, how do you keep training 30 years later? And I'm like, oh, I just don't want to start over again. I know what that feels like. So for me, the consistency is really, really important. You know, there's so much info out there about what kind of exercise. And what I always say is you got to find what resonates with you. And what I say is find somebody who looks like and feels like and is living the life that you would like. And that's where you need to gravitate towards, because there is so much out there. And I always say, I'm thankful I got into this fitness stuff 30 years ago, because I would be overwhelmed with what's out there now. There's so much info. There's so many different training regimes and philosophies and eating. Let's look at the different fads in the eating and the cleanses and the detox. And so my whole goal is to try to bring it back to basics. Everything is bringing it back to basics. And like I say, if it's a fad, rest assured, you need to shed it. Because if it is a fad, the majority is following it, and there'll be another fad next week. And I see this every week with people emailing me saying, what about this and what about that? What about proper training and what about whole foods eating? That's where we need to start. And I guess it's not sexy enough for a lot of people, because it's the basics, but you've got to have that foundation as well. And we've moved so far away from the foundation. What I love about women, older women, women over 40, is that they're not as lulled by the fad stuff and the marketing, because they've had longer on this planet. I mean, how many diet plans have you done? I think I've done them all in my 20s and 30s, and you come back to a place of common sense. And so I think you always have to ask yourself when anything comes up, consider the source. Is somebody making money at the end of it? If it's a supplement or a eating program, how long has it been around and how is it rooted? So consistency is absolutely the most important thing. And then looking at stuff, I always say stand it on its head. Like whatever you're doing, whatever you're looking at, stand it on its head and see if it rings true for you. And then find somebody or a program or an eating plan that you like. And Diane, you know in my program, some people want me to coin how we eat, and I just don't do it. If I say anything, eat the warrior woman way, which means your household is different than my household. So I don't tell people what to eat. I show them how to eat, but it has to be around their family, their community, their DNA, their cultural background. If people want to know the best way to eat, eat according to your cultural background. That is the most important thing. And I know a lot of us are blends. That's okay. But we can, you know, we do major in something. So go back to that. I'm Scottish-Irish, and so I need my meat, and I've tried to go vegetarian. It doesn't work. My DNA, my chromosomes are set up that way. And so we need to honor where we come from, and that's going to feed our body and our soul. So I think those are really important points for any woman coming to me.
Mm, yeah, then you just said a lot of really important things there about what we need to pay attention to and what we need to look for. And so we're coming up to the break, but we have a little bit of time just to explore quickly the connection for you between mind, body, and spirit, because this is really going to set up the second. So tell us your beliefs around what you see around mind, body, and spirit.
Oh, my. How many minutes do I have?
Well, we can come back to this. It's a big one, I know.
Okay. So what I know is that I used to think everything was in the physical, and then when my world fell apart, as you know from my book, and when my son was diagnosed, my physical went to pot. I was at the top of my game, eating clean, training, competing, and that did not save me. And so I went on this whole journey of other alternative things, and a little bit of a journey for about 8 years, and then I came back with a well-rounded idea of what women need, and that spiritual is so, so important, and it is not being fed in today's fitness world. We talk about body, mind, spirit, and we think that taking on something like yoga or Pilates is the answer. But that's a part of it, but it starts with the person. And so everything I do is deeply rooted in the spiritual for women because it needs to be tended to as well. You cannot build health and wellness with just flesh and blood.
Wow. Yes. And we'll have some time to hear more about what that spiritual piece really means. And I find it's an interesting word that, you know, can kind of create a variety of thoughts and feelings and emotions, you know, the spiritual side. So it'll be, I'm really curious to hear more about what the spiritual side looks like for you and feels like for you. And it's different than religion and, you know, certain attachments.
You can certainly have both.
And we're talking about it from a slightly different perspective. And what I, you know, find always curious, I mean, looking at your image, I know people may look at you and think, wow, she's got the perfect life, the perfect body, everything is easy and perfect for her. And what I'm really excited for you to share with us is the reality of your journey and the life that you live and how you fit fitness and spirituality and self-care into the busy life that you have, Karen. So we're really looking forward to that after the break.
Thank you.
Everyone, we're with Karen McCoy. We're really looking forward to hearing about your true journey, Karen, when we come back from the break.
The Voice America Women's Channel.
When you think of inspiring women, who comes to mind? Is it a visionary like Oprah Winfrey? Political or legal figures like Hillary Clinton or Sonia Sotomayor? Or how about entrepreneurial business leaders like Meg Whitman? No matter whom you might be thinking of, make sure to add one more to that list. Deanne DeMarco. She's the host of Today's Inspiring Women. Each week, Deanne turns you on to the next rising star in business and leadership and what their successes and challenges have been. Listen every Thursday at 3 p.m. Eastern, noon Pacific, on Voice America Empowerment.
As your business grows, are you growing with it? Do you have the right balance of time, attention, work, and personal life? Take the growing pains out of growth and tune into The Business Edge with Marcia Zeidel. If you are spending most of your energy managing problems rather than focusing on taking your business to the next level, our program will give you the steps you need to make sure you have everything in place for forward-thinking business leadership. The Business Edge is heard every Wednesday at 2 p.m. Eastern, 11 a.m. Pacific Time on the Voice America Business Channel.
We're making it easier to listen to the Voice America Talk Radio Network live wherever you go on iPhone, BlackBerry, or Android. Download it from the Apple iTunes App Store, BlackBerry App World, or Android Market.
You are listening to Create Your Inspired Life After 40 with Tracy Gibson and Diane Lloyd. To reach the show today, please call in to 1-866-613-1612. That's 1-866-613-1612. Or you can send an email to coach@inspiredresultsgroup.com. Now, back to Create Your Inspired Life After 40.
Welcome back, everybody, to Create Your Inspired Life After 40. I'm Tracy Gibson, and I'm here with my co-host, Diane Lloyd, as well as our very special guest, Karen McCoy. And Karen and Diane have been having a really amazing, juicy conversation just about Karen and your philosophy around fitness and physical activity in a woman's life, especially in a woman after 40. And I just loved hearing some of your basic principles when you were talking, Karen, in the previous segment. And you were talking about that consistency and really having that consistency. But what I loved, I think what really stuck with me was the whole idea of women warriors, and that we fall off the horse and we get back on the horse, and that it doesn't have to be all or nothing. And I love that, because life happens, and sometimes we just need to allow ourselves and give ourselves permission to be able to get back to where we were going. And I know you guys started to really talk about the spiritual part, and how you were saying that this whole journey of physical fitness in our life, physical activity in our life, there has to be that spiritual component. And so, Karen, welcome back. And I'm just wondering if you can start to tell us a little bit about that. The dark night, I guess, and what you learned about spirituality in this journey.
I think for me, yeah, like I say, I was a basic, you know, what you see is what you get kind of girl. And for me, I hit the rough patch when my son, who's now 19 years old, he was diagnosed with Duchenne muscular dystrophy when he was 5. And that shook me to my core, and my whole body fell apart. And I was eating exceptionally well. I was training exceptionally well. I had won contests, and I just fell apart for about 8 years, and I was diagnosed with all sorts of crazy things, fibromyalgia and chronic fatigue, of course. They were looking at ALS and MS and cancer, and I went through test after test, and after a while, I finally said to one doctor, you know, my spirit is broken. I know this is in my body, but my spirit is broken, and I went to one lovely doctor who said, basically, all the symptoms in my body were moving around all the time, and it was changing, and it was shifting, and I would have numbness, and I would have tingling, and then I would be extremely fatigued, and if you'd put a hand on me, I would scream in pain. And he said, you know what, whatever's happening in your body is moving through, and it hasn't stopped yet, so we need for it to stop. And it went on like that for about 8 years, but during those 8 years, I kind of shunned the traditional medical community, because all they wanted to do was put me on antidepressants, of course, and you know, and that unfortunately is a fix that a lot of women are given when they're going through something like menopause, you know, like I get that it's a tough go, this menopause thing. Trust me, I'm in the middle of it. But at the same time, I said to the doctor, I don't want to dull my pain. I'm not afraid of my pain. And I did say to him, maybe you're afraid of my pain to, you know, to be able to work with me. He wanted to put me on antidepressants. And I said, no, I said, I need to feel this because I had had a lifetime of dulling the pain. I grew up with a pretty chaotic childhood, like probably 99% of people. You know, there was some emotional and verbal abuse, and I was not seen. And I left home pretty early and flew across the country. But I always found a way to dull my pain, whether it be alcohol or drugs or whatever it happened to be. And when this happened with my son, it was so big I couldn't dull it, and I made a promise to self and the universe that I was going to, you know, the only way out is through, essentially, mm-hmm. and that I was going to go through the pain. So I actually started going into heavy-duty counseling 3 times a week, and that lasted for about 1.5 years. All my savings, everything went into it. It was a lovely, gifted woman. And her whole thing was, well, you can either take anti-anxiety drugs, because I was having severe panic attacks for over 1 year where I couldn't even leave the house. And she said, you can either do it with drugs or you can take the harder route, go deeper. It's more painful, but it's lasting, and do the counseling route. So I started in with her. Mm-hmm. And then after I was able to get on my feet a little bit, get back to work, then I started investigating alternative therapies. And I did everything you could imagine. You know, all kinds of metaphysical stuff and energy work and chakra healing. And I'm a level 2 shaman. I did all sorts of neat things. I can't say any one thing fixed me. Mm-hmm. But what it did do was it opened up this meat and potatoes gal to realize there's way more behind the veil. The veil was totally lifted. And I never would have believed it because my world was run by, you know, what you see is what's real, and the universe had another thing in mind to teach me, I think, because in order for me to understand women's issues, I needed to get behind that block, and I did, and I did not go lightly, believe me. I did not want to go there, but I did, and I spent 8 years with a very gifted spiritual intuitive. She's actually working with me now out on the island here. I'm very excited to have her come out, but we looked at all sorts of things behind the veil. And what I do know is that was when I came to terms with my son's diagnosis, with my own body symptoms. And in time, it didn't happen overnight, but in time, the pain lifted, the sadness lifted. And I always say it was like I started seeing things with fresh eyes. It was like I was wearing a different pair of glasses. And I still have that today. So I kind of say, I live on the periphery. I look the same as everybody else, you know, when you look at me from the outside, but I'm living a different way in my head. My idea of normal wouldn't be your idea of normal because it can't be, or I would be coming up short. My family, my son would be coming up short. And right. You know, our life says you're supposed to grow up, go to school, get married, have babies, grow old, and die. And in our family's world, it might not happen that way. And so everybody was looking at us going, oh, poor you, or your poor son diagnosed with this progressive thing. But I see it as a gift now. But it, like I say, it didn't happen easily or lightly. But I now see it as a gift because I'm able to look at it and say, that's my normal. My normal is different. And there are so many different normals and different ways of being in a marriage or a relationship, as long as it's healthy and as long as it's health building. And even though my son has this, it is inspiring and health building because we view it from a different place. It doesn't mean it's not hard, and we all have hardship. But what it did was it allowed me to come out of my funk and be able to create a business now that wasn't just about barbells and dumbbells. It's now about every month we go into the spiritual. You know, every month we have to delve into where do we need to be serviced? Where do we need to support each other? We need to create a community. And we have all sorts of different ways of creating community. Thankfully now with social media. This very platform we have now at this moment is through social media. And it is a gift. Yeah. And people say, oh, I don't want to do it. Well, it's a tool and it's a gift. And it's allowed me to connect with women and be a part of that journey, because we all need community, myself included. And so the spiritual needs to be addressed. And we find ways to get out of it with all sorts of different things. You know, you might be a shopaholic, or we might, there's all sorts of different ways of getting out of our pain. And what I say is we actually need to go into those jutty outy parts. And when we do, know that it's not going to kill us. But that's the hard part. But when you're in community, whether I'm training people in my gym here, or whether I'm doing my online program, or whether we talk on our private Facebook page, that community says, it's okay if you're feeling lousy. It's that ebb and flow I talk about, you know? Mm-hmm. Sometimes there's an ebb and sometimes there's a flow. And it's okay to, I was pulled out of daily life for about 8 years, where I had to nurture my soul and turn my head around into a different way of thinking. And so I always say, change your story, change your life. And how we view things and what we say to ourselves, getting into that spiritual essence is the most challenging part, but it is definitely the most freeing.
Yeah. Oh, Karen, thank you so much I really want to acknowledge and thank you for sharing that piece with us, because it really is such a part of your journey and where you are today, how you've framed your business. It sounds like it's such a huge part of how you are helping women create that wholeness, rather than just these small little pieces in their life. And so thank you for really sharing that. I think that's a story that probably is different for many, but probably resonates for many of our listeners, including me, in terms of tapping into it and tapping into that spiritual piece of ourselves.
Yeah. It's there, and we all want it awakened, right? And when we are with somebody who has walked their own tough journey and survived and thriving, we know it's okay. We have to give ourselves permission, but we also have to give each other permission too. And I think we're so busy in our lives that we're afraid to cross the street to knock on somebody's door and say, you know, can I help you? I've heard, something's happening in your life. Can I be there for you, instead of waiting to be asked? Mm-hmm. I think that's a big part of it too, is we must reach out as women first, not wait for them to come to us and say, we're here. And we've lost that in our community because we're so busy. It's nobody's fault. But we have to make a conscious effort to do that, for sure.
Mm-hmm. So when, you know, you tapped into it, you spent that 8 years, really tapping into that spiritual piece, really learning about who you were and how you wanted to be. And what do you think learning, when you look back now, what does that learning have to do with fitness and keeping ourselves healthy and fit? Because you went from that fit person eating well, some major trauma happens in your life that rocks your world, and having to really relook at it. So how do those learnings fit into the fitness and keeping ourselves healthy and fit?
I think for everything, it starts with the intention. And so whatever your intention is, so for me in my younger years, my intention was to be fit, to be on stage, to be the winner, to, you know, I was brought up in a very competitive environment, and I'm a push, push, push kind of gal, A-type personality. And I think when all of this happened to me, I came out the other end humbled, for sure, very, softened, and recognizing now my inner drive is coming from a place of excitement and expansion and co-creation and inspiration. And so those are all health-building feelings, if you know what I mean. And so the source is different than it was. And I see a lot of women, you know, in the gym, and they'll walk past a mirror and they'll beat themselves up because they've got that little layer of fat on their belly. You cannot build health if you're beating yourself up. I always say you have to love yourself into health. And so what I learned was coming out the other end kind of broken in different pieces, but coming to a place of loving my life, loving what I do, loving helping. And so that has built the health back in my body and my spirit again, because it's coming from a creative place. And I think, you know, Chinese medicine says that the seed of all depression is a lack of creativity. And I can certainly see that. And I see a lot of people toiling with an unfulfilled career, being in a job they think they should be because, you know, being in unfulfilled relationships or marriages or whatever it happens to be. And as long as you've got that, oh, darn, I hate this, but I have to muscle through kind of attitude, your body will tighten, your spirit will be sucked dry. There is no room in that kind of mentality. So when you get to the other side where the sun shines again and you come from a source that is positive and radiant, then your health and your fitness turns around. And so then you know, fitness becomes something other than, fitness becomes empowering. It doesn't become a job. I mean, honestly, there are days when it is a job, when I go into the gym and I say, oh, you know, I really don't want to do this today. But 9 times out of 10, I do it because I know if I don't, it's like a promise to self as well. I'm here to keep myself healthy, and so this is a promise to self to honor and love myself into health. And that means proper eating and making sure I move my body in a way that makes it stronger and healthier. So it is about, I always say, health and wellness is an inside job. Everything starts with how you think and how you view something, the intention behind it, and what you're saying to yourself. And so change your story, change your life. And my story got changed. I didn't have any say in it, but it got changed regardless, and I'm very, very thankful for it. And I took the lessons from that journey, I suppose.
Oh, it reminds me of, I do a running clinic, and what we do at the beginning is we really get everybody grounded and just sort of, you know, checking all of their other stuff out, but really sort of starting to get them connected to themselves. And one of the things I always say in that sort of meditated kind of minute is, celebrate this gift that you are giving yourself, that you're giving yourself this hour of movement in your day. And that is, you know, that's what really it is celebrating that we're giving ourselves permission to give ourselves a fabulous gift that could last a long, long time. We're going to get ready to head into a break, Karen, pretty soon. But you just started to touch on it, and it will really be great for us because as we go into our next segment, we there's lots of things that can be barriers and challenges as we look at our physical fitness and how we incorporate that into our life. And just what do you think you see as some of those common limiting beliefs that get in the way of us achieving our full potential?
Oh gosh, there's lots, and we go through a whole belief lesson in my online program as well. Probably I would say hand-me-down beliefs that we're not even always conscious of, but that were limiting beliefs in our family. I had one girl say to me, you know, I finally got to the root of it. I was told I would never be successful at this because I'm not worthy enough. Because mm-hmm. she was always told as a little girl, oh, no matter what you take on, you know you won't finish it. You know you won't be successful. And her parents had long departed from this planet, but she was carrying that little policeman in her head. And so it's the hand-me-downs. I always say values don't change, but beliefs are supposed to change. We don't believe in the tooth fairy anymore. We don't believe the earth is flat. But a lot of times we hang on to beliefs because they keep us safe. They keep us on the straight and narrow. They keep us, connected to the tribe because we don't want to be outside the tribe, don't you know, because then we'd be ostracized. And I always say, go outside the tribe. Believe me, there's freedom out there. So I think those limiting beliefs, some of them are conscious. I think most of them are unconscious. And that's the basis. It's the iceberg underneath, right? It's like 90% is hidden by water. We have to get down to that place and write it out and turn it around. You do deserve this. You are capable of this. You are worthy enough as well. And as women, we need to keep reiterating that.
Oh, that's fantastic. I love that. We all are very much worthy, and the gift of that is incredible. I'm speaking with Karen McCoy, and we've just been chatting about physical fitness, and we look forward to continuing this conversation after our break. Diane Lloyd and Tracy Gibson here with Create Your Inspired Life After 40, and we'll see you soon.
Voice America Women's Channel, a leader in the forward movement of women's success.
Are you ready to move to your next level? Listen for Empowering Women, Transforming Lives with host Rebecca Hall Greider. Each show will focus on a central topic with discussion, guests, and your questions being featured. Our show is perfect for women who feel a call in their heart to step out in a bigger, more powerful way in their life and just need some encouragement, inspiration, and practical steps to support them on their journey. Empowering Women, Transforming Lives can be heard live every Wednesday at 2 p.m. Pacific Time, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Voice America Empowerment.
Tune in to Patricia Raskin Positive Living on VoiceAmerica.com every Monday at 2 p.m. Eastern Time and 11 a.m. Pacific Time. This program brings you practical and inspiring principles for living a more authentic, engaging, and passionate life. Patricia's guests will give you a formula for connecting, giving, forgiving, and miraculous living. So tune in and call in to Patricia Raskin Positive Living Mondays at 2 p.m. Eastern Time and 11 a.m. Pacific Time right here on the Voice America Variety Channel. It's practical, positive solutions for a happy, empowered, and successful life.
Become our friend on Facebook. Post your thoughts about our shows and network on our timeline. Visit facebook.com/Voice America.
You are listening to Create Your Inspired Life After 40 with Tracy Gibson and Diane Lloyd. To reach the show today, please call in to 1-866-613-1612. That's 1-866-613-1612. Or you can send an email to coach@inspiredresultsgroup.com. Now, back to Create Your Inspired Life After 40.
Hi, welcome back, everyone. This is Diane Lloyd, and I'm here with my co-host, Tracy Gibson, and our very special guest, Karen McCoy. And we are just enjoying this conversation so much, Karen. And, you know, my takeaway from that last segment was, and I've written this down, I'm going to put it up on my wall, is that we need to love ourselves first and then dive into the physical fitness. And I think so many women, and I've been one of them, have looked, oh, once I'm really fit, once I get the body I desire, then I will love myself and accept myself and be happy. And that just does not work. I love your message that we need to love ourselves first and then step into that fitness and that exercise. So thank you. That was a gift. Thank you.
You're welcome. You know, I'm always reminded of a story, if I may just tell this one briefly. A woman came into the gym a few years ago, and she came in for her first session with me, and she said to me, "Oh, I hate fitness." But she was there because her doctor told her, you know, she had health issues, and her husband told her, and she said, "Just to let you know, I don't like it." And so I said to her, "Then you need to go home." And she just kind of looked at me, and I said, honestly, like, I wasn't trying to be mean, but what I said to her was, if you're here because of your doctor or your husband or your children, you need to be here for you. I want you to come back and come prepared because you want this for you. And it was a hard lesson. I don't even know if she came back because I left the gym shortly after that. But what I am trying to say is that you have to want it. You have to. Even if you don't enjoy it, believe me, there are days when I just don't enjoy it, but I want it because I want to move towards better health, better mind, better spirit. And so I always say the success, you know, what I said earlier, health and wellness is an inside job, and it has to come from within. And as a coach, as a teacher, as a mother, we have to inspire our clients, our children, whomever, that they're worth it and that they can. And then that power has to be a little candle within themselves. And it doesn't mean we always like what's going on. For sure, we don't always like going to work, but we have to show up. So I always say to people, you know, the best thing you can do is just show up. Let's just start there. Just show up at the store, okay? And honestly, I've never had anybody walk away yet. They've always come and go, okay, I don't really want to be here. But after they're done, nobody's ever said they didn't like that workout. They're always happy that they did it. So success has to come from the person. And we put too much emphasis, and I see this in our fitness world and in gyms today, too much emphasis on the trainer to motivate people. And it kind of has to come from within first. So I would say, you know, change how you think about things first and foremost. The second important thing is you need to schedule. And so what I say about that is if you schedule yourself, say, four times a week, 9 to 10 a.m., Monday through Friday, or whatever it happens to be, schedule that workout for you. Don't tell anybody it's your workout, because they will try to derail you. And honestly, the people that try to pull us away from our healthy living, unfortunately, mostly is still family and friends. It's not the general public, but we get a lot of tugging from, and I always say it's because you're bettering your life and you then become a mirror to show other people how their life perhaps needs improving. We're not here to preach. We're not here to tell people how to live their life. If you take on a program, just be quiet and do it within yourself, because you need to lead by example. So when you're out there and you're bettering your world, you're eating better, you're striving to get more fit, you're working on your emotional issues, that is the best thing we can offer others and the world and our communities at large. So walk your walk and walk in your truth. Be the example that you want to put out there, and don't preach to anybody. Nobody wants to be preached to. Keep a schedule to self. So what I say is, say with the online program right now, we're training Monday, Wednesday, Friday, 9 to 10 on those days. That is your appointment. You got to book in your hair, you got to book in your nails, whatever. Book it around that, because once you give up that time, then what you're saying is everything else factors in first, and I'll fit in my exercise when I can. Well, guess what? We don't have 25 hours in the day. We only have 24, and that hour is going to get sucked away. So you have to make that promise to self. So once you do that, you won't stray. The other thing is, when you start moving your body and exercising, your eating naturally improves. And it's when one stops, the other usually stops as well. So you don't want to ruin all your work in the gym. You've got to find it, right? I mean, it is, they're kind of spirits, those two. And find what works for you. What is it that you want? Do you want to be CrossFit? Do you want to do yoga? Do you want to do weights? Not everybody wants to do weights. I do weights because for what I found was that women, you know, went away from weight training. I was told 8 years ago when I approached the rec center with wanting to do weight training for women, they're like, oh, that's passe, that's old. Nobody's into that anymore. They're into, you know, all sorts of other things. And I said, yeah, but the majority of women are getting older. We are the biggest population group, 45 to 60-year-old women. And they're losing their shape. They're losing their tone. As much as I love running, running will not keep the muscle on the body. In fact, it does the opposite. It rips muscle off, and so it ages you faster. So what I'm saying is, if you like to run, great, but make sure you add in some weights as well, because the body naturally wants to rip off that really heavy metabolism-boosting muscle, because it's got to carry your body a long way. So consider your sport. Consider how you want to live and what you want to look like and how you want to feel, right? And then buddy up. I mean, buddy up is really important. And a lot of people, they know I trained with a friend for years. If they're going to be there at the gym, you're going to show up, because you don't want to let them down. And there are so many women doing it these days. You know, just move through different programs. I always say, though, you got to major in something and minor in something else. Sometimes I get women that want to do everything, because they think if they do everything, they'll have all avenues covered. And it doesn't work that way when it comes to training or exercise. Do you want to major in CrossFit? Do you want to major in shaping and toning with weights? Do you want to major? Do that and then fill in with the minor. Do yoga a couple days a week, like I prefer to do, because I need that stretching for sure. Or do you want to fill in with some swimming? Major in something and then minor in something else. Because otherwise, it's going to be creating a frenetic situation. I call it the ADD of exercise, where, again, you're trying to do too much, and you're going to get burned out, and you're also not going to see the results that you want to see.
Wow, I love that major-minor framing of thinking about it. That's really, makes it really concrete and easy for me to think about. Yeah. How to fit that in. And can you just speak a little bit, Karen, to the connection between our mental health and our physical health? I know I feel that when I'm exercising regularly, and I've really noticed it in particular with the strength training, that it really helps my mental clarity and my focus. And so tell us a little bit about your experience with what you've seen with women and how their mental health improves along with their physical health.
Well, honestly, when you feel good and energized and you got that lovely oxygen flowing through your cells, you feel fantastic when you leave, for sure. Depression rates lower. It cuts sugar cravings for sure, because exercise directly impacts the pancreas, which levels blood sugars. A lot of women can get off their medication as well. So it is the best line of defense as well. Certainly lowers depression, for sure. But it's that empowerment thing. And in my programs, I always build in power words. And what I say to that is, we choose 5 words that define us. Single words: strength, acceptance, supportive, non-judgmental, forgiving, whatever it happens to be. And those 5 words we carry with us to the gym. So when you're lifting, you're saying that to yourself. You're not doing a shopping list of everything that you have to do before you get at home, right? You're in the gym, it's like, oh, I got this, I got this. You got this running commentary going on, and that hamster wheel is just going to add into more frenetic energy in our bodies. And women are coming up with huge amounts of chronic fatigue and fibromyalgia because they say it's that ongoing circus in our mind that never gets resolved because it's reoccurring thoughts, right? And so when we put in there strength, power, and when you're lifting, when you're saying those to yourself, you are feeling so energized and empowered, and you walk out like you're on top of the world. And that is that self-love piece, too, that we need to say to women to practice when they're in the gym. Don't beat yourself up because you didn't complete that set, or because you're looking in the mirror and something jiggles that you don't want to jiggle. Focus in, focus in, focus in. And I always say my best meditation is when I'm lifting. I'm focusing into myself, and my eyes are open, of course, and I look like I'm hard up, but I'm actually focused in, and I'm building my mental and my spiritual acuity and strength. And why not? Because we're in there building the body, and we all know through quantum physics and all the other lovely info that we're coming out with now, thankfully, that seekers and seers have known for years, that our spirit and our soul and our energy and our life force is in every single cell and in every single organ in our body. And I can't remember the name for it, psychoneurology or something, where they actually have found that these cells are activated. And this, we see this a lot through the power of meditation. Through the power of alpha and beta waves, that these are within our cells. And so when we're in the gym, we can use that time to continue to build the inner world as well as the outer.
Wow. That might just actually get me back into the gym. I've always had a huge, there's been a barrier for me. I've always in my mind kind of said, oh, I don't like the gym. I don't like being inside. There's been a lot of that talk for me when it comes to the gym, but I love hearing and reframing that voice of, I'm actually building my internal strength as well as my physical strength by doing sort of some sort of weight program. So thank you for that. Well, that's a great reframe for me.
I'm going to check the gym tomorrow. I hope to see you there.
Okay, give me time.
Yeah, okay. I'll give you a few days. And I think, too, for a lot of women, what I say to them is, go to the gym and use it as your little hideaway. Let's view it, especially Christmas time. I always do this at Christmas time, you know, because it's so harried and it's so crazy, and women always have a hard time around the holidays anyways to get to the gym. And I say to them, why don't you look at it differently? Why don't you look at it like it's a little hideout for you for 45 minutes or whatever it is, to hide out in your corner and do your own thing where the rest of the busy world is spinning outside crazy, and this is your little quiet time. So again, it is about changing that definition. And yes, I know gyms are filled with grunting people and things like that, but honestly, when I'm in there, I don't even notice it anymore because I'm so focused on being in my own little world. Some people use iPods, you know, they have music or whatever. I personally don't. I've always said to people, I don't want any more disconnection from my fellow community around me. And people don't talk to me because they can see that I'm focused in my training, but I don't want that disconnect. We're so isolated as it is. I find it unnerving when I see people with their headphones in the gym. And for me, I just kind of want to say,
morning or whatever it is and be able to get that reciprocated, because I think we're missing a lot of that. And so that's just personally for me. But some people feel empowered by that, or they listen to podcasts, you know, inspiring podcasts while they're training as well. Make it yours. This is your little corner of the gym. Make it all yours. Make it as feminine as you want, or as rock and roll as you want, or whatever. But see it as your break. And then you're going to, you know, and let everybody else do their own crazy little things. I've seen some crazy things in the gym, but just let it go and just be with yourself.
Nice. So, Karen, how can our listeners find you? I'm sure people are like, this is so fantastic. So how can I get myself some Karen McCoy? So how can they find you?
Well, my website, of course, is up and running, McCoyFitness.ca. I have a .com version, but it's not coming out yet. But it's McCoyFitness.ca. I'm always there. I'm also on Facebook. I have Karen McCoy Fitness on Facebook, and also just Karen McCoy. I'm always around. I am at the end of every single email. I don't outsource to anybody. I always say I am a one-woman show, and I take out the garbage and pay the bills as well. And so people can always email me, Karen@McCoyFitness.ca, if they have any questions. I'm happy to help anybody, honestly.
Fantastic.
I'm always around. And then, of course, I have that free program in my book, One Rep at a Time, that you can get through Amazon.ca or .com. It's got a lovely 8-week program. I don't know if you got a chance to look at it, Diane, but it has. I didn't want to do pictures in a book, so I created videos and downloadable workout cards and all that kind of stuff. And a lot of women start with that 8-week program before they come to, say, the 10-week Best Shape of Your Life Challenge, which is probably my biggest seller. I run that 3 times a year, January, April, and September is when I run that one. So,
and that's what I'm enjoying right now, Karen, is that 10-week program. And it's really, I know it's going to be transformational for me. And so I'm grateful for that. And we're so grateful for the time that you spent with us today.
You.
So many great messages. Mm-hmm. So
thank you
on behalf of Tracy and myself and for all our listeners. And we look forward to having another juicy conversation next week, and we look forward to all of you returning to create your inspired life after 40. Thank you, everyone.
Thanks so much for listening this week. Please join Diane Lloyd and Tracy Gibson for another edition of Create Your Inspired Life After 40 next Monday at 3 p.m. Eastern Time, 12 noon Pacific Time on the Voice America Women's Channel. Now, go live your inspired life.